You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm here at the Visionary 2024 conference, where I've run into Chris from Southampton Site, who we speak to regularly about your fundraising challenges. But can you tell us why you're here at the conference today?
Okay, well, obviously to represent Southampton Site, show my face, get to meet a few other people, networking, I think they call it. But I'm also here because I'll be collaborating with a workshop. The workshop itself is about accessibility for people with visual impairments as far as health issues, healthcare, that kind of thing is concerned. From our perspective, Southampton Sight have helped with the Southampton General Hospital to come up with the Sight Loss Nurse Advisor programme. So what we've tried to do is take existing staff, which are obviously embedded in the eye unit, train them to be more empathetic, give them sighted guidance training. They meet patients, their own patients, so they get to hear firsthand what it's like to go to an eye unit. It's basically just to try and promote a better way of being, a better way of helping people along their sight loss pathway, if you like. Everybody's on a journey, everybody's at one end or the other. And so, yeah, that's what I'm here to basically promote.
What was one of the things that the health professionals were more surprised about that they learned from speaking to some of their patients with sight loss?
The biggest takeaway I found is that often sight loss goes hand in hand with mental health issues. So there can often be a hit to self-esteem, a hit to people's self-confidence. Often many people with sight loss can become quite isolated. So I don't think they appreciated how anxious just the logistical element of actually getting to the hospital, getting around the hospital. Often they would meet patients who seemed quite tense, quite nervy, and I don't think they understood quite why that was. I think they thought maybe it was something to do with sight loss in general, which in a sense it is, but it's more the mental health aspect. So trying to get them to meet patients, understand that anxiety and the issues. You know, in my own experience, you know, if I have an appointment in an eye unit or a hospital, particularly one I've never been to before, the journey can start days, if not weeks beforehand. You know, my whole mind starts worrying about how I'm going to get there, where I'm going to go, how I'm going to find where the appointment is. All the logistical issues get in the way of the appointment itself. I don't even worry about the appointment. It's the logistics of getting in and out of the hospital and finding where I'm supposed to be. So just that alone was eye-opening. You know, you often hear the anecdotes of people going to the eye units and they're being told, can you sit in the green chairs over there, please? Well, I can't see the chairs. I don't know what colour green is and I don't know where over there is. So it's just a simple way of just opening people's eyes, no pun intended, to the difficulties of sight loss that I think people with sight don't necessarily, it's not that they don't understand, but they've never been expressed to them in a certain way. And we like to use people with lived experience. Like I say, they meet the patients, they meet myself. I'm obviously severely sight impaired myself. I lead the training, so they do get to hear a bit of my life, but really it's more about our service users. They come in, they talk to them about what it is to lose sight loss as well. Empathy is a big thing. The more you understand somebody, the more you see them as a person rather than as a disability, the better it all goes all round. And we also incorporate sighted guidance. So they have quite comprehensive sighted guidance. The course itself lasts for 4 weeks. So it's one day per week, 4 days technically over 4 weeks. And over those 4 weeks, they will do sighted guidance from indoor sighted guidance to outdoor sighted guidance to crossing the common, because Southampton Sight is next to a nice big public common, which they'll do blindfolded with a cane. And the final test on the final day is they have to go from the main entrance of the Southampton General Hospital to the eye unit. So they get a sense of the journey that somebody will have to make. And they will do that both as a guide, but also as somebody wearing a blindfold. So again, it encourages empathy. I think if you walk a mile in somebody's shoes, you understand them a lot better.
And like you say, that's kind of just a portion of the journey that someone will do to arrive at the hospital, and that's...
Absolutely. You know, getting a bus or getting a taxi. I mean, people think getting a taxi or an Uber is a great solution, and it can be, but you don't know where they're going to park. I remember I got a taxi to the hospital and he parked up and I got out. I didn't know where I was. I was only 20 feet from the main entrance, but I can't see. I could have been 2 miles away. So yes, all these things do tend to eat away at self-esteem, self-confidence and self-reliance. You know, at Southampton Sight, we're all about empowerment. Yes, we're there to support somebody when they need us, but we're more about giving people the tools so they can move forward with their lives. There's no reason why with sight loss you can't live a full life that maybe you did before your sight loss. You know, adjustments, yes, things may take longer, but there's no reason why you can't continue as you were. And we always find that the hardest issue is that initial, either the diagnosis, so early intervention is crucial, which is again what we try and hammer home to our willing victims, as I like to call them. But yes, it's all about helping people along their journey. Obviously, everybody's on a different part of their journey. Peer support, again, is crucial. That's another thing that we also offer at Southampton site. But yeah, it's about basically opening their eyes to a different way of being.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, from Southampton site, for talking to us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome.